God watches reactions. Somebody say amen. Amen. All right. So what should you do when God comes through? How should you react? Reactions are very important. Hello? Come on, husband. Now, your wife just got out the tub. She got a towel on, and she comes and stand in front of the TV, but you watching the game, and you say, baby, excuse me. That's a reaction loaded with information, isn't it? Don't do that. Tell the brothers, don't do that. No, don't do that, brother. Amen. Right? I'd rather see my wife than a bunch of sweaty men any day, anyway. That's me, all right? We can put the game on DVR. Hold on, baby. Step up. Okay. All right. Now, what's up? Hello. We can pause the game. Somebody say amen. Amen. Reactions tell you everything, don't it? Oh, yeah. So how should I react once God comes through? Number one, if you're writing down, can you write this down? Number one, be what? Be thankful. Be grateful. Amen. Can we just do it for 1 second? Can we just thank God for 2 seconds? God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Thank you. Thank you. Number one, be thankful. God did something you were praying for. Laid off with COVID. Now see, y'all remember, we praised God for 2 years on COVID, right? But some of y'all got tired. Y'all, I never get tired of thanking God about what he did through COVID. How many of y'all remember when you couldn't taste the smell? How many of y'all remember that? How many of y'all remember that headache that wouldn't go away? You ought to stand up right now and give God a 5 second. Thank you! Some of y'all was in the hospital with COVID. We still got people sitting there like this. How many people died, though? How many people died of COVID? People you knew and people you didn't know. Somebody say amen. Can we give God some praise? It could have been me. I had pre-existing conditions, but God healed my body. May be seated. Y'all tell somebody, be thankful. Me and Ivan, in the contract we was talking about yesterday, I heard a guy was talking about things that don't take talent to do. We miss one. Being thankful. You know it don't take no money to do that? You know it don't take talent to do that? Just to be thankful? What's the black girl, the NBA player, WNBA, that was over there in Russia? Brittany Griner, yeah. Lesbian, on the left on everything. On the left, you know, all of that. Hey, you know, WNBA, you know, they don't stand for the national anthem. But after she was over there in that Russian prison for some months, didn't know if she was going to get out. Come on, somebody. Didn't know if they was going to kill her. When she got back to the United States, she got grateful. And when they played the national anthem, all the lesbians were sitting down. She stood up and said, I'm thankful. I'm thankful to be back in America. Everybody tell somebody, be grateful. Oh, my God. What to do when God comes through? Be thankful. Huh. You know, God gives us percentages in the Bible. I'm fascinated by that. I might preach a whole message on it. You know, he told us How many percent of people gonna actually listen? Y'all know that? 25%. He said one out of four. He sowed the seed. It's four grounds. Only one out of four is the good ground where the seed gonna come all the way up. Only one out of four of y'all actually listen to what I'm saying right now. I don't get offended no more because Jesus already told me only one out of four listen to him. But he gave me percentages. He said only 50% of Christians are going to make it in the rapture. He taught us that. Y'all want to know how many people are going to stab you in the back? One out of 12. He picked 12, Judas, one out of 12. One out of 12 is going to stab you in the back. So be ready. Somebody say amen. But then he taught us only 10% are ever going to truly be grateful. Only 10%. Can we go to, let's go to Luke 17. While we go to Luke 17, start at verse 11. 2 Timothy 3 and 2 said, for men shall be lovers of themselves. Talking about the last days. Covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful. Paul said the last days will be marked by unthankful people, ungrateful people. Hey, guys, can we get the scriptures up? I mean, I'm glad about the Sunday service. All right. And it came to pass that when he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. Keep going. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. All right, let's see what happens to these people. And they lifted up their voices. See, remember, before God comes through, people are desperate. Before God comes through, people not in church playing Candy Crush. They're not looking at Instagram on their phone. Not when they need God to come through. Somebody say amen. Amen. All 10 of them lifted up their voices and said, Master, have mercy on us. Y'all, leprosy was such a terrible disease. It would eat up your body. It would kill your nerves in your body. Your body parts would begin to fall off. Leprosy was horrible, and it was highly contagious, which means once you contracted it, you couldn't be around your family, you couldn't go to the market, you couldn't go to church. And before Jesus came through, they all lifted up their voices. They were all worshiping. They were all praying. Now, remember I told you, reactions show you people's character. Because many of us, in a tight spot, we come back to church. Do y'all remember 9/11? Y'all remember 9/11? How many of y'all remember 9/11? How many of y'all remember the Sunday after 9/11? People weren't going boating. People weren't washing their cars. Where was everybody at? They was at church because they thought we might be under a terrorist attack. People were afraid. They went to church. They fell on their knees. And they prayed. Y'all remember that? Before Jesus comes through, before God's come through, people are very religious. People attend church. People pray, might even fast. People listen to religious music when they get in a jam. And they all lifted up their voice to Jesus and say, Master, have mercy on us. Keep going. And when he saw them, he said to them, go show yourself to the priest. And it came to pass, as they went, they were cleansed. Are y'all following me? But go to verse 16. One man came back. He fell down on his face, fell at the feet of Jesus, giving him thanks. He was a Samaritan. Keep going. And Jesus answered him and said, I can see Jesus. Weren't there 10 that I healed? Weren't there 10 people Weren't there 1,000 people that came to our church and got saved, got healed, got delivered over the last 11 years? Can't even count how many people we gave hundreds of dollars to and helped them. Somebody say amen. We're not 10 cleansed, but where are the 9? What should I do when God comes through? Number one, what? Be thankful. Be thankful. Only 10%. Only 10%. Y'all, I rarely meet a thankful person. I'm very serious. I rarely meet another thankful person. You can do people, you can help people, whatnot. I rarely meet another thankful person. We were at our church, you know, sometimes we scholarship people and help them. And part of the mentorship program is, you know, come to church. And so they start missing church, but then they still want you to pay for their school or whatever. And I feel like y'all trying to make me come to church to pay y'all back. My God. Ungrateful, unthankful. Yeah? There's a lady not long ago, met me at a gas station. She was hard luck story, somebody died or whatever, and she needed us to help her with the funeral or whatever. You know, you never know. She sounded like she was legit and everything, pray for her and everything. And I gave her a little grip of cash. I ain't talking $10, $20. I did. And I gave her our number, and then I was going to put her in touch with one of our ladies. And right after I left, pulled off, she called. I said, well, okay. Maybe she's calling to say thank you. She said, did you say you was going to give me $100? Did I drop $100? Or was that all you was giving me? That was a grip of money, too. I said, no. I had a Jamaican $100 bill. And I accidentally gave it to you, but that's like worth 50 cents, so I didn't want to give it to you. Oh, okay, okay. I just wanted to make sure. See, I watch reactions. I watch reactions. See, if you watch reactions, you know a person's character. Any of my friends that I bring over here, if they're not jumping up and down and screaming, that's going to tell me something. Somebody say amen. When I walk the contractor through all our property, because, you know, this is just one of three buildings we got on 4 acres, I walked the contractor through. He was like, Pastor, this is a miracle. Oh, my gosh. He had the right reaction. When God comes through, what should you do? Because Thanksgiving is the seed for. You want more from God? This is why many of you, God will start doing something, but you're not thankful. And then you're like, well, why did he stop? Because Thanksgiving is the seed for more. Somebody say amen. Amen. How many of y'all ever blessed somebody and they were so thankful you wanted to give them some more? I mean, really. But you rarely meet a thankful person, 1 out of 10. Everybody say 1 out of 10. Number two, what should your reaction be? What should you do when God comes through? Now, this is going to hit everybody in the face except for a couple of people. What should you do, Stratton? What should we do when God blessed us with a brand new building? So, number one, we're going to be thankful. Number two, can you tell somebody? Can you tell somebody? Oh, I don't hear no amen on that. Can you tell somebody? Revelations 12 and 11 says, now this is another reason why, even when people get healed, they get a counterattack, might have been healed of cancer comes back, all kind of things. One of the reasons why people aren't made whole, you know, the woman with the issue of blood, you know, we talked about how to get anything from God. Number one, she heard it. Number two, she said it. Number three, she did it. What was the fourth thing she did? She told it. She was trying to keep it a secret. And Jesus said, who touched me? And she was ashamed, but she came forth and said, it was me. Now, when she said it was me, Jesus said, your faith made you. She was already healed, but she didn't get made whole till she told it. Somebody say amen. Revelations 12 and 11 say they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of somebody else's testimony. No. How many of y'all got a testimony? Come on, let me hear you make some noise. When the last time you told somebody your testimony, what God did for you? Anybody ever heard my Harvey story? Anybody? Anybody never heard my Harvey story? Y'all want me to tell it? Because I'll tell it again. No, you need to tell it. Y'all, I tell that story so much. I mean, some of my family members, they probably be rolling their eyes in their mind. Oh, here he goes again. I don't care. I don't care. Because, y'all, God did that for me. We lost everything in Hurricane Harvey. Somebody say amen. We lost everything in Hurricane Harvey. Yet in 28 days, with no money down, we bought a $400,000 house on the lake. In 28 days of losing everything. And I tell it everywhere I go. You got to tell somebody. If you're thankful, and see, some of y'all are thankful, but you're ashamed of what God did for you. You got to tell it. Somebody say amen. You know, it's a lot of gay people that got delivered from being homosexuals. But they can't help nobody else in the church because they're afraid to say it. And a lot of them relapse and slip back. Somebody say amen. You ought to tell it. What's your reaction to God when he do something for you? You should, number one, be what? Thankful and grateful. Number two, you need to tell somebody. You, man, y'all should have been on y'all phone all through the service, texting people. Babe, girl, you ought to see this over here. FaceTiming, real-timing, all of that. Snapchatting. Look what God did for us. I think I saw somebody doing that the other day. Look what God did for us. Somebody say amen. Amen. You got to tell it. You know how we're going to fill this room up? Somebody going to have to tell it. Mm-hmm. John 4:29. You know, Jesus met this woman at the well. The Samaritan woman. She was a trip too. She was one of them. She was a little loose in the caboose. She had five husbands, and the one she had now wasn't hers. And Jesus told her all about herself. Jesus don't care what kind of lifestyle you live. Jesus don't care if you've been with 6-7 men. He had compassion on her. Look what happened in verse 29. She became the first Billy Graham. She went to a whole city. Back up to 18. Y'all bored with me. I'm getting ready to close this out. He told her, you had five husbands, and whom you have now is not your husband. And she said, this is true. Go next verse. The woman said to him, sir, I perceive that you're a prophet. Keep going. Keep going. You went way back. Y'all went way back. Keep going. Keep going. Where are we supposed to be at? What verse I told you? 29. Y'all, we're going to be patient with everybody. Go to 29. Okay. So back up one verse is what I said. 28. And the woman left her water pot and went her way into the city and said to the men. You know why she was talking to the men? Because the women didn't trust her. She stole all their husbands. The reason she was at the well by herself at noon at the hottest part of the day was because all the women had already been there. Come on, y'all. Y'all know most women with husbands don't like the hussy. She a hussy, whatever hussy is. That's what the old women used to call the loose woman back then. She a hussy. So she had to go by herself. So she couldn't talk to the women. She talked to the men. And she said to all the men, go ahead, had a city-wide revival. She said, come see a man which told me all the things I ever did. Is this not the Christ? Your reaction to God when he comes through. Be thankful. Number two, tell somebody. Number three, here's the last one, y'all. Come on, Oregon, get ready. Number three, you ought to praise God. Somebody say amen. Come on, somebody. Same thing you did while God was coming through, before God came through. This is Acts chapter 16, verse 25. And it says, and at midnight, oh God, I love that scripture. At midnight, the darkest time of their life, they were in stocks. They were in the bottom of the jail. They had been whipped and they had blood coming off of their shirt. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God. And the prisoners heard them, and suddenly there was a great earthquake. And the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were open and everyone's bonds were loose. What do I do when God is coming through? What do I do before God is coming through? What do I do after God is coming through? I give God some crazy praise. And you ought to praise God till it make people uncomfortable. I ain't seen nobody like that in here yet. You ought to just be praising God. And y'all, and if I didn't have to preach, I'd be praising him all over your toes. I'd be coming all over down your aisle. I'd be leaning all over. Man, get your big self up off of me. I say, excuse me, but God been too good to me. He been too good to my church. He been too good to my wife. He been too good to my children. He been too good to all y'all. He been good to all of us, and you need to praise him in the morning. You need to praise him in the noonday. You need to praise him when the sun goes down. You need to praise him at midnight, because late in the midnight hour, he's going to turn it around. Somebody give God some praise. Stand on your feet. Come on. Hallelujah. We're getting ready to go. Have the right reaction. People often want to know. Somebody asked me, how do you make such wise decisions? I watch people's reactions. People can't fake a first reaction. Young lady, you dating a guy? Yeah, I was thinking maybe, you know, you could come over and meet my parents. What'd you say? Oh, yeah, good, that'd be great. You better watch the reactions. Yeah. And God's watching ours. So, KCOH, how are we going to react to a new building? To all these blessings, how are we going to react? No. I don't need all that fake reaction. But are you truly thankful? Are you truly grateful? Are you going to tell somebody? Are you going to give them some praise? You got to do it, y'all. Because God loves us. But y'all, he can't control our reactions. And he's watching. He's watching. I know so many times I'm in church, we're on stage, and I say, how many of y'all just glad to be alive? And some people still sit with their hands down. And I said, do you know God see that? You know he can change that? He watches reactions. Oh, yes, he does. When somebody told one of those Roman kings that he was the greatest, and he said, I'm the greatest. Do you know God struck him dead immediately? He had the wrong reaction. Yeah. God watches reactions. Number one, be thankful. Yeah, I can't stop thanking God for this. I can't stop thanking you guys. Thank you. Number two, you got to tell somebody. T, I thought some people would at least tell their parents and have them here. That's what I thought. Somebody did. Not many. Yo, our reaction is everything. And if you want to stay in the blessing, you got to stay in the right reaction. Y'all go back and listen to that message we preached, the law of reaction. It tells you everything about people. Pastor, I don't want you to think. I don't have to think. I see your reactions constantly. When you going to let me? I'm watching your reactions, though. And some people, when my back's turned like this and we praising God, they're like this, Ivan. Then I turn back around and they go, oh. Yeah, I'm not the one. How about it's somebody bigger than your pastor? It's God. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Let's see about this reaction.